Situational analysis allows us to make sense of how persons occupying a position of low status in one social arena can simultaneously occupy one of high status in another. Mistresses were often able to force black slaves to have relations with them, and Captain Richard Hinton also spoke about this. I have never found a bright-looking colored man whose confidence I have won who has not told me of instances where he has been compelled, either by his mistress or by white women of the same class, to have a connection with them. The aforementioned Harriet Jacobs also spoke about the way in which the mistresses exploited the intimacy of black slaves. They know that the women slaves are subject to their father's authority in all things, and in some cases, they exercise the same authority over the men slaves. I had myself seen the master of such a household whose head was bowed down in shame, for it was known in the neighborhood that his daughter had selected one of the meanest slaves on his plantation to be the father of his first grandchild. She did not make her advances to her equals nor even to her father's more intelligent servants. She selected the most brutalized over whom her authority could be exercised with less fear of exposure. Housewives were in charge of preserving traditional Christian values and maintaining peace and stability in the household. They were highly valued because they were able to properly take care of the estate in their motherly roles, and because they were virtuous women. Intimate life of the mistresses. As for the intimate life of the mistresses themselves, it was regulated in accordance with the law and the ruling culture. Adultery was punished much more severely when it came to women than it was for unfaithful men. Housewives were also harshly condemned for having children out of wedlock because it was of great reproach for white women, which was not the case when it came to dark-skinned women. White women were attributed to highly moral behavior, especially white women from the upper classes of society, and they were characterized by purity in all fields, including their intimate life. They were supposed to be modest and restrained. Girls on the plantations, things looked very different, and there was not an iota of white women's chastity, which was widely talked about and confirmed by Jacobs. If you want to be fully convinced of the abominations of slavery, go on a southern plantation and call yourself a Negro trader. Then there will be no concealment, and you will see and hear things that will seem to you impossible among human beings with immortal souls, self-superior to black women. They also had great frustrations due to the prescribed culture and because their husbands were often absent, so they could not satisfy their lust in the right way. Then they used slaves for that purpose. They had affairs with slaves because of which they suffered great humiliation. It even happened that housewives became pregnant and then made great efforts to conceal the pregnancy. Children of mixed race. Mistresses compensated for the absence of power in their relations with their husbands in their relations with slaves. Scandals that entailed condemnation from society of public humiliation rarely happened, but sometimes they could not be avoided. So children of mixed race were born as the fruit of the love of mistresses and slaves, as testified in his autobiography by Charles Ball, who had an affair with the daughter of a rich planter. The girl was kept in her father's house until the birth of her child, which she was not permitted to nurse. It being taken from her, she was degraded from her rank in society, and her child was sold into slavery in order to avoid scandals. Infanticide occurred, or children would also become slaves. Planters' wives were supposed to be virtuous and honest girls and to direct all their love towards their husbands. They obviously took their frustrations out on the slaves because they were also a certain type of property of their husbands, who were effectively their masters. Their husbands were allowed to exploit them in the same way as they did with their slaves, and then justifiable frustrations arose. Their freedom was significantly limited, and when they had to travel, they always did so with a male escort. Fact. Because so many male heads of households died prematurely amidst the instability of colonial life, some women gained unprecedented economic autonomy through it. These women independently managed large plantations and freely bought, sold, bequeathed and hired slaves, which gave them the financial status to play important public roles within their communities. Well aware that the Southern patriarchy was generally hostile to female autonomy, such single slaveholding women protected their precarious privilege by replicating the same racist hierarchies that enabled Southern slavery, slave mastery. it was not limited to the unmarried. Wealthy women entered marriage with slaves gifted to them by parents, and though legally, wives' persons and property, enslaved or otherwise, belonged to their husbands, the reality was more nuanced. Some mistresses distinguished between their own and husband's slaves. Former slave Silas Glenn remembered his mistress being good to the slaves that come into her from her daddy, but mean to those from her husband's side. The